A year ago, a young man walked into Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland, Florida, and killed 17 people. The tragedy reignited concern about school safety, including in New Orleans. Many students accused of making threats have been tried in the criminal justice system, sometimes ending up in jail. And that has set off concerns about the school-to-prison pipeline. So how do schools stay safe without criminalizing kids? WWNO's Jess Clark reports.
Last fall, a student told a joke at International High School of New Orleans. It landed him in jail. We're not using his name to protect his privacy. According to police records, it was around lunchtime at the high school, which is in the CBD. A student overheard the 17-year-old say, "I'm going to blow the school up." That student told the principal. The principal called the police. The student who made the comment told police he was just joking around. He didn't actually plan to bomb his school.
When a threat is made, I believe that as an administration, we have to take all threats at face value.
That's head of the international school, Sean Wilson. He says he can't comment on this particular case, but he insists staff have to take any threat seriously.
We're not in a position to know what's in a student's home, what's in their possession upon leaving campus.
In the end, the student left in handcuffs, charged with making false bomb threats at a school, a felony that can get you up to 20 years in prison. And because 17-year-olds are tried as adults in Louisiana, he's in the adult criminal justice system. Aaron Clark Rizzio is a juvenile public defender in Orleans Parish. His office has defended a number of cases where students were charged for making threats. He says, yes, schools should take threats seriously, but they should think twice before calling the police. Some are tough judgment calls, he says.
Others, to me, it feels like adults are concerned about sort of covering their tracks or making sure they're not eventually blamed if something happened, but not sitting down and really thinking what is best for children, what is best for this school community.
According to police records obtained by WWNO, in 2018, schools called police 51 times to investigate student threats. Students were arrested in at least 16 of those cases.
There's some pretty extreme negative impacts.
Kids whose families can't post bail can linger in detention for months, disconnected from their school, their family, and friends. They're more at risk of depression, anxiety, and falling behind or dropping out of school. Convictions and arrest records can follow them for the rest of their lives, making it harder to get a job, join the military, or get into college.
It's often very hard to reverse the sort of mechanisms of the criminal justice system once they're put in play.
One New Orleans school trying to keep students safe without calling 911 is the Net Charter School. At the Net, school leader Elizabeth Osberg uses a metal-detecting wand to check students as they enter the building. She takes the opportunity to talk to students and encourage them to stay to the end of the day.
You know how make sure she stays for deep periods?
Yeah. I'm fine.
She's staying just for you.
The Net caters to students who have struggled in a traditional school environment. Many have dropped out or been expelled in the past, sometimes for bringing weapons to school. But Osberg says, aside from this morning checkpoint, the Net tries to stay away from what she calls hardening. The way to keep kids safe, she says, is knowing them.
There is so much research that backs up that relationships create more safety than, you know, extra security guards, you know, extra metal detectors.
Osberg says when students have outbursts that could be considered threats, the first step is not to dial 911. It's for staff to ask themselves what they know about the student.
Did they just get a bad grade and are in a really bad space? Or did they have a very serious, you know, falling out with another student?
If staff can figure out what's really going on, usually they can address it with counseling, a call home, maybe even a yoga class. Those are things the police can't necessarily do.
Even if you're a great officer and you're very well trained, you know, at the end of the day, you sort of can arrest or not arrest.
This isn't to say the Net never calls the police. Osberg says sometimes it is necessary, but by handling most situations in-house, the school avoids setting in motion the life-altering consequences of the criminal justice system. This approach takes a lot of work, building relationships with students so they know which threats are real and which threats are just students blowing off steam. Staff have to know students really well. At the Nets graduation ceremony in December, math teacher Devin Floyd is up on stage telling a crowd of family members about his student Tyrione Hagen, or Ty. She's next to him wearing a black cap and gown and a big smile.
A lot of us have goals that may seem like it's taking forever for us to reach, but just like Ty, you gotta keep pushing. You can't give up.
Yeah.
And I can honestly say that you staying the course is truly an inspiration for me to finish through.
Net teachers and staff share a word on stage about each student who graduates. It's another way the school puts relationships at the center of its practices. Net graduate Byron Giles says it's different from other schools he's been to.
Everything here was just like embracing. It was like it felt like home in a sense. Every time you come in the building, you get love from everybody.
University of Southern California professor Ron Aviaster studies school safety. He says research shows good relationships not only allow teachers to discern when a threat is real, they actually prevent real threats from developing. And they have other benefits.
We see, actually, classes that have very good relationships, with strong relationships with their teachers, with teachers that are caring and flexible, and actually ask kids about what their lives are like. They do better in those academic subjects on the whole.
The Net Charter School is relatively small, and school leader Elizabeth Osberg says that makes it easier for staff to get to know each kid really well. She believes, though, there are ways to scale up these practices for bigger schools so that each student has at least one or two adults who really knows them. That way, schools can rely more on relationships and less on police. In New Orleans, I'm Jess Clark.
Support for WWNO's education reporting comes from Entergy Corporation.